You're shopping online, and suddenly you come across a wonderful deal. It's a book of coupons, cheap or free, for brand name products you already use. There's Coke, Pepsi, Huggies, Doritos, even Listerine. The price is half the value or less, but you're a cautious consumer and you wonder, is this for real?
If you looked at eBay right now, virtually every free product coupon being sold on eBay is counterfeit.
Bud Miller is executive director of the Coupon Information Corporation. The industry-funded, nonprofit organization tracks fraud and scams from its headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia.
And there's quite a few other coupons that are not for free product, but at the very minimum, the sale of coupons violates the terms and conditions of the coupons.
That scam has hit Alaska, specifically Sitka. Local police first heard about counterfeits from a retailer who was scammed for thousands of dollars. Lieutenant Barry Allen says the coupons he's seen are a little larger than the real ones, but otherwise, it's very hard to know they're fakes.
There's a little bit of difference in the product shield on the front, but otherwise, they're copying the barcodes and stuff on the back so that, you know, the checker, unless they had a really good eye and weren't too busy, you know, wouldn't be able to tell the difference because the machine's still going to register it as a coupon.
It's unclear what other parts of the state have been hit by counterfeit coupons. A quick survey of public radio news departments showed no recent reports. And state consumer protection attorney Cindy Drinkwater says she hasn't heard about any place else.
We have not actually received any complaints about the scam, and we always encourage consumers who feel they've been the victim of an unfair or deceptive trade practice to file complaints with us or to submit information if they just want to make sure that we are aware of it.
Not all coupon books are bad. Drinkwater's site sets sold in Anchorage as a fundraiser for a nonprofit group. But she says consumers should always be careful and beware.
Well, we always say that if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
And if you are sucked into a fake, consider the consequences. Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says the damage might be more than a one-time loss.
If they're going to defraud you on the coupons, what's to keep them from using, you know, your information or your credit card information for, you know, other illegal gains on their end?
The answer, unfortunately, is not much, unless they're caught. And Miller of the Coupon Information Group says sometimes they are. One of the biggest busts happened this summer in Arizona. Three homes were searched, three people were arrested, and millions of dollars in fake coupons were seized. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Sitka.